best curse word. I don't curse a lot. No, it's in Spanish, of course. I always say.
Damn.
I
was not expecting that one.
I know.
Damn, that's all. Yo, that is an intense one.
Hey everyone, we're L2L and welcome back to our podcast. Don't forget that we have new episodes every Tuesday, so subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, and follow us on all socials.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
How's everybody feeling?
Good.
Happy year.
Hi. Hi.
You guys want to share some behind-the-scenes moments of, like, any fails, any epic fails you guys have had? Maybe have your dancing.
No.
He doesn't.
No mistakes.
Never. No.
Never.
Never show them down bad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding. I can do that. But, Pao, you first.
I feel like it always happens to me. Like, just, like, when I'm filming just TikToks, mm-hmm. I just, like, mess up all the time. I don't know what a big fail would be. I can't think of one right now.
You guys just do multiple takes? You guys are perfectionists?
Yes.
Yes?
I am.
Yeah.
So what about you? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, when it comes to TikTok, when it comes to just video creating overall, I do at least 20 takes. Like, it's really bad. Because, I mean, I don't really have to, you know, do that. But I just do. It's just a habit, you know? I just do that, yeah.
Same.
What about wins? Wins.
Every day is a win, bro.
No, damn, okay.
Come on. Okay,
all motivational. Yeah, I mean, just having fun.
Motivational.
Mm-hmm. Or like when you like put up something and then you're just like, oh, I'm just going to put it up for fun. And then it does like really well without you trying.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, that's a win for me.
It happens very often as well.
Yeah.
Very, very often.
So mm-hmm. A fail, I guess, would be if you like work on something so hard and then it doesn't do that well. It's like.
Have you guys ever like gotten injured filming a video, or like you guys almost got injured?
Yeah.
That's happened to me a few times.
Yeah, I messed up my leg once.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude.
Sad times.
But you didn't though. That's what matters.
Huh?
Did you mess up your leg?
Yeah, no, I did.
Oh no, you did.
No, I did.
Oh.
I messed up my leg. I couldn't even do videos.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, what exactly happened?
You know, a little pull, you know, a little pull,
oh,
little
no.
pull action, you know.
Oh no!
But that happens too often, you mm-hmm. know. It was just that time. It was a little worse than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feel that.
What about you, Liz? You said you got hurt.
So I have this really bad habit. When I'm like in the mood to dance, I just like completely go right into it. I don't tend to warm up. Or stretch, right? Like, I'll warm up a little bit, but I don't stretch and warm up like I should. So I have almost twisted my ankle a few times. Yeah. And one time I did throw a shoe up, and it was like a heel, and there's a clip, and literally the heel ends up right here in my face. But I didn't. I like dodged, and it almost hit my face. Yeah, that was intense. And I put the video in slow-mo, and I posted it, and I was like, yo, like, what is this? But yeah, that's pretty much it, but... Other than that, no. What are some wins? Some videos that you guys have posted unexpectedly that have done really well. Do you guys have any in mind?
I feel like every video that's viral does that.
Yeah?
Every video, yeah. I mean, at least for me, it was never planned.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it and it just went, you know?
Yeah. Val?
I feel like any video that I post, like, messing with any of my friends or anything... It will like do really well. Just
I feel like people on the other side of the screen can like see that genuine, like not forced kind of like thing. That's why they tend to like it so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what motivates you guys to shoot content? You guys have like a specific like thing that you guys tend to do like before shooting content? A song that you guys like to like listen to get hyped up?
Pao likes the Spanish music.
I do. I love.
What's your go to Spanish song to get hyped to?
I don't know. I just put like.
What was his name? Blessed.
Yes. Love. Fan.
Ah.
But I feel like I just put like Viva Latino and then
Latino.
Anything like Bad Bunny or like
mm-hmm.
Ryan Castro or like my
Go
tos. Yeah. What about you guys?
I know you like the old
Yeah, I literally don't listen to anything new nowadays. I don't know. It really depends on my mood, to be honest. But I love to listen to, like, Spanish hits. All the music that our moms used to listen to.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's my jam.
Yes.
Like, El Rebelión. Is that how you pronounce it? La Rebelión. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, dun, dun, yes. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Like that. Those jams, yes. Those, like, OGs. A song that gets me hyped, though, really just depends on my mood. I listen to a little bit of everything. I just don't listen to a lot of, like, country or, like, metal, you know, obviously. But yeah. Usually hip-hop. Like, hip-hop throwback hits. Like, Lil Wayne or Drake. Like those albums. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj, of course. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you guys eat anything special to motivate you?
Coffee. I just inject coffee in my veins. I'm like, let's go. I'm like,
yeah,
cracked out.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I got into coffee. Yeah,
coffee. You're into coffee now?
Nah. It's not that I wasn't into coffee, but now I do it more. Oh. I don't know. It gets me in a good mood for like 30 minutes. And after
for
that,
30
back,
minutes?
Yeah, back to depression.
Oh my God.
Back to depression after 30 minutes. Jeez. It's like you get ready and then you realize you're ready.
You should constantly be drinking coffee.
You want me to die? You want me to die?
No, I don't.
She wants a new roommate.
I just want you to be in a good mood, bro.
No, that's, you know what happens when you take a lot of coffee, right? I think.
Yeah, you can overdose. You can.
No, not overdose.
You can on caffeine. No, yes,
you can overdose on caffeine.
Yes. Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah, we talked about this in another podcast with Faith as well.
That you can go for real?
Yeah, apparently. I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. No, I'm serious. Why wouldn't you be able to overdose on caffeine? Let's say you had a lot of caffeine in your system.
I guess too much of anything.
Too much of anything is terrible. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Cafecito es la felicidad.
It really is.
Honestly.
Yeah. It really is.
Oh, bringing the Spanish market in.
Yeah. Café in the morning and after lunch, sí o sí. Like, yes.
Wait, like
yes,
Cuban ma'am. Coffee? Cuban coffee?
No, but no. I drink Colombian coffee.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Well, honestly, all types of coffee. I like them all.
Cuban coffee is good, though. It's strong, though. The Cuban coffee... That's like a shot of drugs.
I love Colombian coffee. I love Cuban coffee. Have you guys tried coffee from India?
No. Is it good?
So good. Ooh. I think that's probably like one of my faves. Yeah.
What does it taste like?
It's kind of, me personally, I feel like it's a little bitter.
Bitter?
But it's really strong, but like not that strong. I don't know.
Like it makes you do a face.
You guys have to
try
it.
Like when you drink it, it makes you do a face.
No.
So what's
it
bitter?
Depends.
I thought
that's
what bitter is. No?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I like bitter. That's the thing. So I don't make a face when I drink bitter. I just like it. I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? But it depends. But that's probably my favorite type of coffee. Coffee is essential.
Yeah. You said it's necessary. I didn't know
right?
that.
Right? Yeah, I can't drink energy drinks.
No. I mean, yeah. You know? I can.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I definitely can.
Like the sweet. That's cool. I can't. My best friend.
Oh God, I can't.
She.
Oh God.
Introduced me to coffee, and I started drinking it because, like, literally, it was like our moment of like happiness. Like, yeah. I feel like it's like that moment where you just sit there and nothing matters, and you're just drinking coffee, and it's just like.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that energy, right, for 30 minutes.
Yep. Well, no, for me, for the whole day. But.
No, I don't know about that. Isn't it true? It's for 4 hours the effect.
Maybe that's
after 4 hours you crash. No,
the thing is, I specifically, I don't know if anybody else, this happens to anybody else, but when I drink coffee, unless it's an espresso shot, I don't get a burst of energy like that. Whenever, you know, when you go on airplanes, like on flights, and they offer you like, oh, you want like coffee or you want juice or whatever, I always ask for coffee with the little galletitas that they give you.
Yum.
Right? Because it makes me really sleepy.
Las galletitas.
Yeah, because it makes me sleepy. Because like it's kind of like a hot chocolate in my system, but it doesn't wake me up. It helps me kind of sleep. I don't know.
That is true, though. I don't get a burst of energy. I just feel better.
Now, when I drink espresso shots, though, like espresso, that wakes me up.
Drug.
Wakes me up, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys drink tea?
No.
I do.
You
never.
Do?
Never. Mm-hmm. Nah.
I had a really bad phase with coffee at one point, and...
What do you mean? What's a bad phase with coffee?
I started having headaches every single day. When I didn't have coffee,
Oh, yeah.
I would have headaches. So I decided I was going to kind of like just take a break from coffee, so I substituted coffee with tea. And I think I've never felt better. Like, honestly, my skin was clear. Like, I just felt like really good.
And you're back on it now.
I'm back on it now. Yeah. That's it. But
the inspirational story, right back into it. I like coffee. What's the hype about tea? I don't get the hype on tea.
It's just, you know, tea's great. It's
like a hug. Like, is that supposed to be energizing or like happiness?
Green tea with caffeine is energizing. Extremely energizing. I think I get a lot more energy drinking green tea with caffeine than probably coffee, for sure.
Wow. And then to like chill out too, like chamomile. Yeah. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, and chamomile is just really good.
That's like my fave because I get like really anxious a lot.
And it helps you relax. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's a relaxing type of thing, energizing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's a no for me. So what else?
Do you guys prefer the English language or Spanish?
How about the culture?
Spanish.
Okay. I prefer the Spanish culture.
Yeah, we're Latinos.
But that's because I was raised around that.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like one. It's because it's more like, for example, like Latin fans, Latino fans. Hey, come on, Pau.
Mis amigos.
Nah, talk to them. They're loyal.
They're mis amigos. They're my friends, literally.
Amigos.
Yes, los amo.
Los amo.
Vengan a ver este podcast.
There you go. That's your little snippet right there.
Yep, that's it. I mean, I'm really new, I feel, right now in like the English market. I've always known like the Latin market of social media, and it just feels like home to me. Like, I feel like I can really just like be myself, and I know that they're like getting happy for me for anything that I do. If I go somewhere, if I'm working with a new brand, like they just like get really excited because I don't know, it's like
it's just different culture, it's different
they're more accepting.
It's just, I feel like it's a family culture. O sea, like we always have each other's back.
Exactly. Latinos, no, dude, supportive, like we're all so supportive of each other. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's up with the English culture then, the English market?
Not as completely just like trashing English.
No, you guys tell me. I haven't, like, I'm just dipping my toes in.
Honestly,
it's on and off.
I'm not against the English market like whatsoever. I just think Spanish is spicier, you know. The Spanish language is prettier, right? Like Spanish music compared to English music is great. Don't even get me started. But the Spanish language is just, I don't know, it's something different.
Gets in your bones.
Yeah, it's something different. I don't know.
It's nice stuff, yeah.
It's really nice.
I just feel like the English market is a little on and off. They choose when they're with you and then they choose when they're not with you.
They're very bipolar. No, dude, but for real, Spanish music is so much better.
I don't know about so much better, but...
I don't know.
So much better.
Okay. Let's not say so much better. Let's just say completely different, right?
Or what if we say like it's comforting? Because I feel like we grew up listening to that. So then you like listen to it now and it's like, oh, la abuelita iba riendo.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, that's just what? Culture. Our culture.
What do we do this
time? Like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go.
I'm
no,
so
dude,
sorry.
You were passionate right now.
I'm sorry. So I was going to be like, okay, so we always have people go up to us in person, right? Mm-hmm. Like ask for pictures and stuff. So I'm pretty sure all of us have had that.
Yeah.
So what type of people are the ones that go up to you, Liz?
Honestly, I can't say a specific
kind like age range, like are they Latin, are they English, are they like
both,
those type
I've,
of markets?
I've had Latin and English. They're usually like my age. They're usually like teenagers. But I don't know, my audience is like so like all over the place. Yeah, like I have, you know, obviously I have like kids that support me, but then I have adults also, like moms and like with children, you know, and then their children also. It's very, very
what is it that they've told you? Oh my god, you're Liz, or what is it that they tell you?
They're like, oh my god, are you Liz?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Latin, huh?
No, yeah, of course. I mean, in Miami especially, we're all here. I mean, a lot of people from...
Pau, yo te reconozco.
Yeah, a lot of people from Argentina.
I love Argentinians.
Colombians, of course, de mi país, de Puerto Rico. When I went to Chicago at Sueños, it happened a lot too. And of course, Latin. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're really excited. Like, I feel like that's the difference. Like, nice. I mean, I don't know. Like, the Latinos, we're just like, we're very like, oh my gosh.
they react way more shocked. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Or like they're just like grateful for what you do on social media.
It's genuine. You can tell. You can feel that energy. It's the best.
Yeah, no, that's fire.
We're the best.
We are the best.
Los Latinos de la casa.
Damn.
What'd you guys do this past week? This past week? We did salsa. Come on, bow. Put the clip in.
Should we just speak in Spanish? I mean, I don't know. We went to Little Havana.
You went to Little Havana?
Cayocho.
Yeah.
Cayocho. We went to Ball and Chain.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
That was fun.
And we ate delicious food. What was it that we ate? Tell us, give us a tour.
So we had churrasco. We had churrasco with con gris.
Well, you can roll your R. You can roll your R, right?
Of course. Can you guys?
Churrasco.
Churrasco.
Yeah, we had churrasco. And then we had a con gris. We had a... What? You ordered the same thing as me, right?
Yeah.
And then we had...
That is fire, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, my God.
I can't lie.
It was so yum.
That is fire, con gris. And the Cuban food. Cuban food is lit. I'll give you that.
So yum.
It was delicious.
We just had a bunch of yummy food. And then we went salsa dancing after. It was very fun. I love Cayocho. We also had some Cuban coffee as well. Stopped in a little cafe. It was really nice.
We did like a tour of coffees. How many did we try? Like 5 or 6?
I believe so. Yeah.
It was so good.
It was like samples. It was so yum. So yum.
So you guys had a great time. And what was it? Pequeña Havana?
Yes. Yeah, La Havana. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. What about you? What'd you do?
I did not go to the Pequeña Havana. Mm-hmm. I just chilled. I mean, I didn't really do it much. I mean, but it's nice to hear that you guys did a lot of things. I like Cuban food.
Should we talk about Colombian food? Because I'm obsessed with Colombian food.
Oh, yeah. I did eat Colombian food. Bandeja paisa. That's what I eat.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever I'm sick, my go-to meals are bandeja paisa.
Sick?
Yeah, whenever I'm sick, I like need it in my system and sancocho.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. I need it.
Bandeja paisa. That's so good.
You missed my arepas. I made arepas.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. When?
They're so yum.
I think last week, too. Yeah.
Yeah. It was right before we left, right? Mm-hmm. To La Havana.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck?
You missed so yum.
My arepas. We'll have to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm actually going to Colombia.
Really? I've always wanted to go.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting. Where are you going specifically?
Bogota.
Ah, yeah.
I'm going, and I already have like a list of everywhere I want to go eat.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. Take me with you, Bao.
I'll bring back snacks.
I would love that.
Bring me
what you want.
Arequipe.
Yes.
The little,
yes.
That bring that. Oh yeah, that's just
make pass me the list, everyone. We can try them. I'll bring a bunch of stuff. You guys can try. What about you? Aren't you going on a trip soon?
Wait,
so tomorrow morning I'm going to Tennessee because I'm going to Bonnaroo Music Festival. I'm so excited.
Oh, you're going to Bonnaroo?
Yes.
Fun.
Damn, it's already?
Yeah, it's literally this weekend.
Damn.
I'm so excited. The lineup is incredible and I've never been to Tennessee before. So we're going to Nashville. Then the festival is in Manchester, Tennessee. It's like an hour away from Nashville.
You're going to Lollapalooza too?
Yes.
You're going to?
I went to Lollapalooza.
Fun.
You already just went to Sueños and that's it? Or?
Yeah, well, we have Rolling Loud.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Month, and then I don't know what else, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun.
I'm so excited.
I've never been to Nashville either.
I've never been. I've only heard great things, though.
Same.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Everyone should leave, like, recommendations on this.
Yes, I would definitely appreciate that because honestly, I wanted to go to Nashville for my 21st birthday because apparently it's such a great location to kind of go and like celebrate.
Country.
Mm-hmm.
It's country as hell. It is country.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, music is very, I mean, obviously it's like a staple, right? But I don't know. I'm just so excited. I've always wanted to go to Nashville. So we're going to have a good time.
Nashville, Tennessee.
You need to buy cowboy boots.
I have. I brought my cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Cute.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I was about to say, yo, we might be the best. I mean, like, we might have the strongest kick game in this house. If you don't notice, we all got some good shoes right now.
Eh? You got the mochas.
Come on. Ooh, ain't no one else.
Subtle flex.
I want the mochas. I wanted them.
They're so cute.
They're beautiful.
Whenever I dance in them, though, people are like, the creases, stop. Stop dancing now.
I don't even say that. Yo.
The shoes are meant to be worn.
If we're using it, it's because we can buy another pair.
Damn, Javier.
Nah, I'm serious. I'm tired of those comments. I'm tired of those comments. If I'm dancing in them, it's because I can buy another one and another one and another one.
Get out of my business.
Damn. Creasing the shoes. I'll crease them right now.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God. But it's true though. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be using shoes that we can never get again. No, it's just shoes at the end of the day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you got to wear them.
Unless you're like collecting and, you know, like one of those collectibles you put on the walls and stuff.
Yeah, my house, there's definitely a lot of shoes and boxes still because Juan is like, you know, I'm not going to wear them yet. I'm like, why do you get them? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand looking at shoes for a while. Like, you get me? Like, I just want to wear them at that point. You know, like, what?
But they sell, like, TikTok. I saw this TikTok where they sell, like, a little foam pad. You could just wear it and it look kind of comfy and then it, like, doesn't let your shoes crease.
Really?
Yeah, I was like,
oh, I haven't seen that. I have to see it.
I'll send it to you guys.
Yes, please do.
TikTok.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What's you guys' favorite trend right now? Any songs specifically that are trending?
Nah, I'm still in the struggle phase. But one of these days, I'll be out of it. Because I don't like any of these trends. But, pal?
Any of... Bad Bunny has like 20,000 dances right
El
now on TikTok.
Come on!
I have to teach you another one that I just learned. And it's like... Dun, dun. It's,
yes, please do. Send them all to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, any of those. A dance I made for a song is trending right now. So
come on, girl.
Which one?
For Camilo. It's called Pegao. Bueno, I made some of it. And then, of course, La Tribu, which is like the fans of Cami and mm-hmm. the family. They did added a little part. So that's trending right now in Latam. Yeah.
That's fun. One of my favorite trends. Ooh, I feel like there's a few... Honestly, there's like a new dance every day on my FYP. I don't think I have a specific one right now. There aren't like any transition ones going on, right? No. I have to bring them back.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of dead right now.
Isn't it for transitions? Like, you just need like a, just like a good song with like a bang, like one of those. Because every time you did a transition, wasn't it like the Nicki Minaj song, right?
Yeah.
Like, it has that boom, you know, where you...
Let's be real. Yeah.
Yeah, don't you need, like, a song that just has that?
Yeah.
You don't need to wait for, like, a trend, don't you?
No. I do not have to wait for it. If anything, I like to make the trends. I don't really like to hop on trends.
Yeah.
Because I usually pick my own songs, like, songs that I like to do, that I like to listen to, you know? Yeah. Any summer fashion looks?
Oh...
You guys have planned? What are we doing this summer? Hmm. What do you guys have planned to do this summer?
Well, I mean, the house has a lot of things going on, right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
We do have a lot of things. I don't really have anything. It's just the house. Mm-hmm. We're Rolling Loud. What else? We got...
We have swim week.
We should go to the beach.
Lollapalooza.
Like, a lot.
A lot?
A lot.
To the beach. Mm-hmm. Summer's your favorite?
No.
It's not my favorite. That's what I was going to ask.
No.
It's not my favorite at all.
I like Christmas, like winter.
I love winter.
Yeah, I love Halloween. I love Christmas. Mm-hmm. Summer for me is like fast forward time.
What's you guys' favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Yay.
Christmas because it's so like, I don't know. I feel like everything just gets happier. Even if you're sad, it gets happy. Even if you're depressed, you're it's happy.
Somebody text this man. I don't know. Like, just talk to him. I would say Christmas too because Christmas is just Christmas.
Yeah, I love decorating and stuff.
But I love Halloween too.
Halloween is really good.
Those two are tied for me.
Orlando.
I don't like Halloween.
How come? You get spooked easily?
Yeah, I just feel like, obviously I liked it when I was a kid, like dressing up and stuff, but I don't know. It's just a dark time.
Dark?
I like Halloween Town. I like Disney Halloween movies like that.
You like Coraline?
I don't remember if I've seen it.
The one with buttons in the eyes?
I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't seen Coraline? Oh my God, pal. We have to see it together. It's one of my favorite movies.
Okay. We can watch it.
What other Tim Burton? Like, obviously, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That one's like the most popular. Yeah. Cool. Do you guys have any like nutrition, fitness, like things? What's you guys' like go to like fitness workout? You like to dance.
Yeah, I just be dancing.
I was like, we all be dancing.
Should I? Be dancing,
right?
Go first.
Yeah, none of us like actually go to the gym.
I work out.
I used to go to the gym all the time. I just kind of stopped right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much things going on. I can't. It's not. Some people take it as like a.
What are you going to?
Huh?
I'm crying. Did not continue on. It's fine.
Wait, what?
You're so like, there's lost. Too much going on right now.
Nah,
yeah.
Because some people use it as like, oh, relaxing time. I'm like, it's not relaxing for me. It's like more like.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to see it that way. And I mean, I don't like to go to the gym either. I like to work out at my house. But I've noticed, and I was talking with Liz about it. Like, for me, it's so important to just like move, because I feel like if I don't work out, which I didn't work out like all last week, I just feel really bad. Like I feel really anxious. Like I get really sad. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like it's just a necessity for me.
Exactly. Same.
So, and food too. Mm-hmm. Eating healthy.
Yeah. I'd rather just play sports. I mean, but just move around.
Yeah, you see, though. Playing sports, dancing.
Moving around.
Yeah.
That's the best. We should play sports. I have a
never plays sports.
I have a bag of like all different things in my car.
Play sports in this house.
That one time that we played football at the beach was really fun. Even though there was a bunch of sticks of wood in the sand.
We were lacking H2O.
Very risky.
We have no water. Nah, but yeah, we don't play sports in this house. I mean, if we did,
that'd be fun.
We should. We said we should have like a field day or something. That would be fun.
I would love that. Yeah. The only time we played any sports in this house was when I was busting Jalen on the basketball court. That was the only time.
And ping pong.
And Sebastian getting the work on ping pong. I've been destroying every member in this house in sports. Destroying. And I'm telling you right now, I'm willing to continue, but they don't give me the chance.
I'm really bad at sports, so.
I love.
I'm calling y'all out.
Love.
What sport do you play?
I used to be in track, but volleyball. I love volleyball. I honestly like playing all the sports, even if I'm like bad. But I think the most fun one for like me to play is probably baseball. I think baseball is the most fun, for sure. We should have a base. Oh my god, we should all play baseball like as a group. Tell me that wouldn't be so fun.
I feel like it's a little difficult to set up. No.
You
need to have someone to pitch the ball.
Yeah, we have more than enough people, I feel like.
Who's going to pitch the ball? Because I ain't pitching that damn ball.
We'll find somebody to pitch the ball.
Me.
If we wanted to, we would. We can do it.
We could play softball.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down. Sports days. We need sports days.
That'd be cool. I love sports.
I like it. Are you guys like watching any, like, I don't know, like series? Is that what how you
say I was watching
it?
Breaking Bad again.
Breaking Bad is a great show.
Yeah. Walter White.
Walter White.
Yeah.
You guys, you know what? I feel like you would like it. Well, I don't know. Do you like comedies or no?
No, I mean.
Okay. Well, I started.
I mean, it depends.
A show. It's called Ted Lasso. I think it's on Apple TV. It is so good. It's about like a football coach who goes to England and becomes like a football coach, like soccer coach.
But then he's a serial killer?
No.
Wait, just what? Hold on, never mind. I'm thinking of another TV show.
And
asks if they like comedy and then go.
She said comedy. Wait, she said comedy.
There's a show that it's like this regular dude who becomes a serial killer, but it's like a comedy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, a coach continue. That becomes a killer.
It's really good. And it's just like, it talks about it touches a lot of things. So it's like about being a good person, but it has like the football in there. Mm-hmm. It's good. I loved it.
It's comedic?
Yeah. It's really good. It's an easy watch.
Easy watch. What makes something an easy watch? Why is that an easy watch and not a hard watch?
Because you don't have to pay much attention to watch it. It's very easy.
Oh, excuse me, because you don't want to pay attention then.
No. For me, an easy watch is like I don't feel like something bad's going to happen.
I hate
I'm so
watching
sad
dramas.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Like I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Rapid fire questions. Let's get it. Pow. Start it off.
Not to zoom.
Favorite drink. Favorite drink? I would say coffee.
Yeah, coffee now. Yeah.
Coconut water. Ooh.
What is your love language? That's kind of hard. I don't really know the languages like that.
So the love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, gift giving, quality time, and physical touch. It's like those pretty much.
Okay, I know. All right. So, oh, touch. Yeah.
Touch. I think quality time.
Quality.
Mine is words of affirmation.
Huh?
Yeah, mine is like tied with words of affirmation and quality time for sure.
Oh, I thought you said that's your favorite word.
Okay. Favorite word. The first thing that came into my head was bubbles. I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know.
My favorite word would be gracias.
Damn. That's my favorite word. Damn. I just say it a lot.
Oh. Best curse word.
Can we even say a curse word?
Are we allowed to say curse words?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'll say less.
I don't curse a lot. No, it's in Spanish, of course. And I say,
just say it, girl.
I'm gonna get so judged.
Just say it.
I always say.
Damn.
I
was not expecting that one.
I know. Damn, that's all. Yo, that is an intense one.
It's I was like expecting Colombian like me.
Go. All right, F word. I just like the F word.
Yeah, the F word. Me too.
Yeah, just use it. What was your first language? Spanish.
English.
Spanish.
Last song you listened to? Oh my god! Sin miedo a nada.
I listened to La Boca from Mauricio and Lunay.
There's some song by Lil Uzi. Random. I don't know. Random.
Favorite instrument? I like the guitar. I don't play it, but I like it.
My body.
Mine is really, really tied between piano and electric guitar.
Electric guitar, damn. Yeah. Favorite lyric?
I have mine.
All right, yeah, go first.
As the sun fell asleep, so did we.
Is that Harry Styles?
That's Bruno Major.
that sounded like the As It Was song. yeah, you can go first. Yeah, because I don't
know. Que me falte todo, pero que no me faltes tú.
Come on, girl, rapping your man. I like yes. that. One heavy ear, you got this.
You know you're at the top when heaven's right above it.
It's my turn. Yes.
Yes.
Go to dance move.
Yeah, I'm terrified of these rapid ones. Go to
dance move. God, I don't know. You guys go first.
I'll save mine because I realized what it was.
Whoa.
I realized I do it all the time and I didn't know I did it, and it's really lame.
What is it?
I just put my hand up and I'm just like, so lame.
That's nice. So if I go into a dance circle or like a circle, a cypher, first thing I'm doing is a body wave.
Body wave? That's a good way to think of it. If you go into a dance circle.
That's the first thing I'm doing. Because I know people are going to be like, oh. And then you start doing the real stuff. Make them think. Strategy.
Honestly.
Nice dance move, Liz.
Damn, I can't. I know I have one. There is a signature one that I have, but I'm just going to say the jerk and like just like shuffling, I guess.
Ooh, I can do that one.
The Dougie. That's my go-to dance move. The Dougie. There we go. Dougie. Dougie and
Dougie.
Jerk. Yeah.
Is it me now?
Yes.
Sorry. Cutest thing ever. Me.
I was about to say.
My dog.
I don't know why, but I find like fat pets cute. Mm-hmm. And when they're fat and obese.
When they're huge.
Yeah, when they're like huge, like really balls. Like huge.
Those are cute.
I think that's cute. I don't know why. I don't know.
I think bunnies. I love bunnies.
Cute.
Bad bunnies. Bad bunnies.
Guys, well, that was the end of this week's episode. See you guys next week. Please subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you guys get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on social medias. Bye, guys.
Bye.